A hidden ocean has been found beneath the ice of Saturn's moon, Enceladus. Scientists believe that this body of water is the same size as Lake Superior, maybe even bigger. Now, when scientists capture images of geysers shooting off moons, it usually means there is water there. Enceladus joins Jupiter's moon, Europa, on a list of places in the solar system that could support life. Alan Boyle is the science editor for NBCNews.com, and he's here to explain the significance of this find. Thank you so much for coming by.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
And thank you so much for pledging to public radio. We appreciate that, too.
I'm a latecomer.
When water is found on a moon like Enceladus, the next question always is there life there? So what do we know about the possibility of life on Enceladus?
We only know what generally is known about how prevalent life is on Earth in different environments. Astrobiologists talk about three conditions that you have to have: liquid water, you have to have an energy source, and you have to have organics that you can put together to make the building blocks of life. And people think that there may be all three of those available on Enceladus because you have an internal heat source. Enceladus gets its heat not so much from the sun, it's a very chilly place on the surface, but by tidal flexing, that because of the orbital mechanics as it goes around with the other moons around Saturn, the tides, gravitational tides, flex the core of Enceladus, and that heat escapes, and that's what's warming up the ice that is surrounding the entire body of Enceladus. And so it's a good prospect. It's hard to get there, though.
Sure. So the discovery of water is kind of the cherry on the top of the sundae. There are these other factors that also make it likely. So that's the significance of this?
Right. It's kind of the cherry on the bottom of the sundae, if you're thinking in north-south mode, because it's concentrated on the southern hemisphere of Enceladus. And it's interesting that there are these features called tiger stripes, fissures, from which these geysers are escaping into space. And so the way that you would find life, you don't want to drill through maybe 30 miles of ice. What you want to do is send a probe that's sophisticated enough to fly through that geyser and sample the chemicals that are in those geysers, and maybe you can see if you can get the signatures of organic processes going on.
So now we know of two moons of two different planets that may have water on them and that may sustain life. The other one is Europa, and I understand that there's a mission right now to try to find out if there's water there. Would this new discovery prompt them to kind of shift and look for the other option?
That's a big question. That everything else being equal, Enceladus might be a little more promising because it has more of those attributes that you associate with life. But Europa has pretty much the same kind of situation. And Europa has been on track. In fact, just in the past few months, scientists reported that they found geysers, evidence of geysers coming up from Europa. And so NASA has put together a proposal for spending $15 million on studying a future mission to Europa. And that sounds like a lot to you and me, but it's not that much when you're planning a planetary mission.
So this is a proposal. NASA's trying to get funding for this trip to Europa to track down whether the water may have led to life there. Do you think that the discovery of water on another moon of another planet adds to the likelihood that they will begin this exploration?
It does. One of the researchers behind this latest study said it shows that there's a cornucopia of prospects for life in the outer solar system. And so we'll see. Congress has been supportive of doing this sort of exploration, but there's only so much money to go around for planetary exploration. So that's the big thing. Everyone likes spending money on Europa. There was this movie that came out, The Europa Report, which was, I thought it was a really great movie. If you haven't seen that, check it out. But you have to balance what else is going on with Mars and other places in the universe.
Alan Boyle is with us. We're talking about life on other planets, a new indication of a possibility of one of the moons of Enceladus, which is a moon of Saturn, may have signs of water. And there's already a proposal to send a mission to take a look at one of the other possibilities for life in the universe. Now, there's $15 for this trip to Europa to track that down. If they get the $15, is it ba-doom, ba-da-bing, ba-da-bang? We're going to find out really soon?
No. No, $15 million is just down earnest money.
Okay.
It's the earnest money. A few years ago, they figured out how much it would cost to really do a great mission to Europa, and it was $4 billion. And so NASA said, well, you know, we're not doing that great. So scientists went back and they figured out a trimmed down mission that would cost $2 billion. And that would send a probe through repeated flybys of Europa. It wouldn't go into orbit around Europa, but it would fly by and try to sample what's up there in space that might be coming off the moon and might give an indication of whether there is life below. And so NASA is saying, well, we want that to be $1 billion. And so that's the challenge right now, is how are you going to make that work? One good thing is that the European Space Agency also has a mission that they have on the books to Europa, and it's almost certain that at some point NASA and Europe will combine forces and try to get a mission going.
Hey, one could go to one and one could go to the other.
Well, that's one way to do it.
So is there competition within NASA amongst those who would like to continue the Europa expedition and those might want to take a look at this DOE option?
It's pretty much right now it's decided that Europa is going to be the place to go first.
Yeah.
But, of course, with Enceladus now in the news, you'll probably be hearing some debate over how things should be restructured. And then there's always Mars as well as a possible destination for life-detecting missions.
Well, it's pretty exciting. I mean, the discovery of life on another planet, particularly in our solar system, would be the biggest story of the century, mm-hmm. probably.
And Ross, I was going to say, this weekend is a great place, speaking of Mars, to look at Mars, that we're at opposition right now. And so Mars is as bright as it's been in years. So
great.
That's something you can do right now.
Let's hope we get some clear skies. Alan Boyle, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.
Alan is science editor for NBCNews.com. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds with David Hyde.